Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, December 18th. From Capitol coverage, as state lawmakers prepare to return to the Capitol next month for another session, Governor Jared Polis is sharing his top priorities for the year ahead. KVNF's Scott Franz has more.
This year, Polis focused on free full-day kindergarten. As he looks forward to 2020, he says healthcare reform is at the top of his list.
Making prescription drugs more affordable in the healthcare realm, a public option that reduces premiums, not just for individuals, but also for businesses under 100 people.
More than 20 counties in Colorado only offer one insurance plan on the individual market. Lawmakers say a new public option will create more competition and cut premiums by as much as 18%. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
And in more from Capitol coverage, Governor Jared Polis says he is not close to endorsing any of the Democratic presidential candidates who are hoping to challenge President Trump next year. Polis says he has talked to most of his fellow Democrats who are seeking the nomination. However, he says he wants to, quote, highlight the importance of Colorado issues in the campaign, end quote. Colorado will vote in the presidential primary in March on Super Tuesday. With short-term drought plans finished, water managers from across the Southwest recently gathered in Las Vegas to figure out what's next. Luke Runyon was there.
The annual gathering of nearly everyone who taps into the Colorado River took place in a Las Vegas casino conference center. In a room the size of an airplane hangar, U.S. Bureau of Reclamation Commissioner Brenda Berman took the stage to give a congratulatory pat on the back.
To all of you in this room, to those of you who are in the negotiating parties, to those of you who supported them, for those of you who covered for them at home while they had disappeared for it seemed like months on end to negotiate, to work, to analyze, well done, everyone.
At last year's meeting, Berman's message was more dire, urging the seven states that rely on the river to complete their drought contingency plans. With the deals done, she acknowledged that they're not the final solution.
Since completion of the DCPs in May, I recognize that the hard work of implementation has begun.
That now includes the plan's first true test. Lake Mead, the river's largest reservoir just outside of Vegas, is still less than half full. And because of that, users in Arizona, Nevada, and Mexico will have to take less water from it in 2020. It's a different story in the river's headwaters. Becky Mitchell is director of Colorado's top water agency. She says completion of the agreement kicked off an even tougher process.
That is the beginning. That is not the end. And so that's the process that we're in right now, is looking at what's best for the state of Colorado.
Which could involve a program called demand management. In theory, it would pay users to conserve in the midst of a crisis in order to boost the river's big reservoirs. How it would work and who would pay for it are still unanswered questions. Another concern is how to make the program equitable so it doesn't burden one user over another.
So not just on municipal or industrial, not just on agriculture, not the environment shouldn't be harmed in the process.
But the drought plan is simply a band-aid for the region's water problems. It expires in 6 years, meaning a whole new set of rules need to be negotiated between now and then. The current rules date back to 2007, and key players were left out of the negotiations, like Native American tribes and environmental groups. Jennifer Pitt of the Audubon Society says it's in the basin's best interest to have different perspectives at the table.
You won't end up with endangered species lawsuits, and you won't end up with court cases over tribal water rights, and so you'll spend your time at the negotiating table instead of in battle, doing battle somewhere else.
While those groups will be better represented this time around, there's still plenty of thorny issues to iron out.
You know what? Sometimes you gotta throw a little rock or two to get people's attention.
Tina Shields works for the Imperial Irrigation District, the sprawling expanse of vegetable and hay fields in Southern California, and the single largest user of Colorado River water. Before they sign on to any deal, they want a long-term solution for the ecological disaster playing out in their backyard.
Moving forward, you know, let's address the salt and sea up front and not make the promises where we'll get to it, and then they never actually get to it.
As the district uses less water, the Salton Sea, a huge inland lake, shrinks, exposing toxic beaches and becoming fatal to birds and fish. And they may get what they want. The district has a well-earned reputation for throwing its weight around on Colorado River issues.
We use a lot of water, so we have a lot of potential to conserve water, but we have a problem.
The Las Vegas meeting was also buzzing with grand ideas on how best to fix the Colorado River's longstanding imbalance, where more water exists on paper than in the river itself. To those champing at the bit to get started on new agreements, Bureau of Reclamation Commissioner Brenda Berman hit the pause button.
The simple answer is no. It's not yet time to take on that task.
Instead, the federal government will study how the previous agreement has worked and use those findings to set the table for the next round of talks, starting a year from now. I'm Luke Runyon in Las Vegas.
This story is part of a project covering the Colorado River, produced by KUNC and supported through a Walton Family Foundation grant. KUNC is solely responsible for its editorial content. This is from a press release. The Colorado Department of Transportation plans rockfall blasting that will close I-70 in both directions near Idaho Springs today from 9 a.m. to noon. East and westbound traffic on I-70 will be stopped between the Dumont-Downeyville exit 234 and Beaverbrook-Floyd Hill exit 248. There will be an additional eastbound I-70 traffic stop at Silverthorne exit 205, beginning at 8:15 a.m. Local traffic will have access to Idaho Springs. Anyone driving across the entire I-70 mountain corridor should plan their travels for earlier in the morning or later in the afternoon, or take an alternate route to avoid this 3-hour closure. Motorists should expect significant delays during the closure. This work needs to be done before installing rock mesh to improve public safety in an area where two rock slides occurred in late November. The blasting and scaling stabilized the rock face. Early snowstorms and moisture have loosened rocks, causing the immediate need to conduct rockfall mitigation work. CDOT highly advises through traffic to avoid driving the I-70 mountain corridor during this closure. The alternate route for westbound traffic will take about 2 hours. This route is C-470 East to US 285 South to Colorado 9 North, which takes you through Frisco back to I-70 westbound. Motorists headed to Black Hawk or Central City should use US 6 from Golden. And that was your KVNF Regional Newscast for Wednesday, December 18th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.